Qadir sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions on the importance of knowledge, how his father and he himself established these universities of knowledge, whereby it is narrated that a scholar would come to Iraq and say, I entered the holy mosque of the Holy Prophet, in which there were 4,000 students. Every single one of them said, حدثني جعفر بن محمد. Every single one of them said, I narrate a hadith from Ja'far ibn Muhammad. He established universities to spread Islam and the madhab of Ahlul Bayt, in order to tell you and I of the importance of learning knowledge and establishing ourselves with the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything that He has granted us in this world. Our holy Sikh Imam says, النَّاسُ صِنْفَان. You have to divide yourself to two groups, عَالِمٌ وَمُتَعَلِّمٌ. A person who seeks knowledge, and the second who is عَالِم, who has knowledge. And the rest are hamaj, the rest are following hearsay. And al-hamaj fi an-nar. The Imam says, you must either be a learned person or a person who's seeking knowledge. Outside this, you are in hellfire. This is the words of our sixth Imam, salawatullahi wa salam. When we come to examine the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Islam, al-Hanif, the pure religion sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, we find that it is different and it is distinguishable from many other religions that we have with us today that we can compare with. For one thing, the only religion that teaches and advocates the worshipping of one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and distances any associations with Him in terms of attributes, in terms of numbers, and everything else is Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Allahu la ilaha illa hu, lahu al-asma'ul husna. It is to Allah only that the great attributes refer to. And in Islam, Islam is where Tawheed is the most important thing. Where Tawheed distinguishes a person who is Muslim and who is not a Muslim, not a follower of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Tawheed is so essential. That is why you'll find in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah shall not forgive anyone who performs shirk, who is a polytheist, who will associate others with him, and he can and may forgive others other sins. Therefore, Tawheed is essential in Islam. That's why we find our eighth Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridha, when he was traveling towards the area of Khurasan, he was stopped by people. And he said, they asked him, Oh Imam, give us a hadith. Narrate to us a narration from the Holy Prophet. Then he narrated a narration that is referred to by our ulama as the golden narration. Why? Because he said, I narrate to you from my father, from his father, from his father unto Ali ibn Abi Talib, unto the Holy Prophet, from Jibra'il, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this narration, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُوا. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ and you are victorious. And the people were happy. They said, we all say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, therefore we're all victorious. Imam stopped and he said, بِشَرْطِهَا وَشُرُوطِهَا. It has conditions, it has its terms and conditions. وَأَنَا مِنْ شُرُوطِهَا, and I am one of the conditions. That means that the wilayah of Ahlul Bayt is a condition for Tawheed. Without the wilayah of Ahlul Bayt, your salah will not be accepted, your a'mal will not be accepted. The wilayah of Ahlul Bayt is paramount for you to enter Jannah. One of the best features about Islam is this Tawheed that is manifested in many different acts and actions and performances that we do throughout our lives. One of the things that is greatly admired by others, and we ourselves have or may have not yet discovered the true beauty of, and of which it is the embodiment of Tawheed, is the Salah, is the prayer, is the spiritual journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you and I were to go and investigate the Holy Quran and the Hadith of the Ahlul Bayt, we shall find no other topic more important than Salah. For example, notice how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, if you and I are seeking help, we may go through many different problems in our lives. Difficulties, trials and tribulations. We may go and ask this person or that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. When it comes to seeking help, go towards patience and salah. And then he says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Salah is very difficult except for those who have concentration, who have khushu', humbleness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of judgment, the malaika, the angels, will ask the people of hellfire, why are you here? And you may answer, you may think that the first thing they will say was that we wasted our time, that we did not obey our parents. No, they say, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. Why are you in Saqar? Saqar is a name referred to Jahannam. That immediately the people of hellfire will say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We were not of the people who performed salah, who performed prayers. And that's why we find that Al-Allama Qummi, who has a book, a famous book, referred to as Manazil Al-Akhirah. He says in this book that on the day of judgment, a human being shall go through 60 stations whereby he is questioned. He or she may be questioned and answered. And at this juncture, he says, he refers to the hadith which says, As-salatu amud al-deen. The hadith of our Holy Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salatu amud al-deen. When we are youngsters, we are taught this particular hadith. As-salatu amud al-deen. It is the pillar of religion. However, the hadith continues. In qubilat qubila ma siwa. If salah is accepted, every single action of yours is accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ رُدَّتْ رُدَّتْ سِوَاهَا. Subhanallah. If your salah is rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what else you be doing, in the eyes of Allah, nothing will be accepted. This is the words of the Holy Prophet of Islam. As-salatu amud al-deen. إِنْ قُبِلَتْ قُبِلَ مَا سِوَاهَا. This is a shocking hadith that should reverberate around ourselves every single time we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform the daily prayers. That is why our sixth imam says, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةِ. The most beloved actions in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-salah. But someone may come to me and say, brother, I may not be doing my salah correctly, but I have the shafa'ah of the Ahlul Bayt. Say salawat ala Muhammad wa alihi. The shafa'ah, the intercession of the Ahlul Bayt is there. And it is one of the beliefs of us, the Shia, the followers of the Ithna Ashari, followers of the Ahlul Bayt, that it is something that will save the mu'mineen on the day of judgment. You and I may ask, some people may ask, where is the shafa'ah? When it comes to salah, where is the shafa'ah? Our sixth imam was at his deathbed. He was unconscious. The people thought he had passed away. They came back, they saw him awoken again. He gathered all his family around him. And then he said one word, لَنْ يَلَالُ شَفَاعَتُنَا مَنْ يَسْتَخِفُ بِصَلَاتِهِ. Whomsoever takes his salah lightly shall never attain our intercession. Shall never attain our intercession. The Holy Ahlul Bayt stood for salah. Once in the battle of Al-Jamal,